No, not water drop. Okay. A waterfall. I can't think of another term.
How about a four?
Four over.
Four over. No, I haven't heard that expression.
Okay. Kind of road that you build out.
Causeway.
Okay, causeway. What could you call, say, A1A? What type of road? Talking just about the road itself.
Graded. Graded gravel.
Okay.
Road, blacktopped.
Okay.
Originally, A1A was graded, just the beach sand was leveled by mules and scarifiers, and lime rock base was put in. The lime rock was hauled by railroad from South Florida, the Miami area, and offloaded to trucks and barges and hauled in that way to the road site. And this lime rock was then covered with tar and a slag, Birmingham Ironworks, the iron foundries in Birmingham had this slag after they had extracted the iron ore and didn't know what to do with it. And they were happy that people would pay freight for these gondola cars of slag. And this was a godsend to us wanting that hard surface to use on our roads. So we have part of Alabama on the east coast of Florida in the way of slag.
Yeah. The road that extends out after this, the blacktop that you put in, what do you call that road? The type of material on it.
Paving. I call it gravel, and we have used that term for the tiny Donak shells. It's known locally. It's the Coquina variety of the Donak clam, and there is an abundance of this on Anastasia Island. Not only in loose form, but also in a heavier form that was blocked out and quarried for buildings in St. Augustine and the building of the Castillo de San Marcos more than 300 years ago. And this is the loose coquina. But this particular coquina came from North Beach Point, where there were small deposits of it. And I went there with my small truck and the shovel, and if there were too much beach sand, this I shoveled aside until I got to the pure coquina, and I would bring this in load by load to put in to the ruts of the road on top of cinders that I had already placed there. The cinders were waste material from the local gas plant and the manufacture of artificial gas.
What would you call the floor that we're sitting on right now? I mean, what is this made of?
The
right here.
The fire brick, the patio.
Yeah.
Is made of burnt fire brick. They have been used in the boilers of steam boiler, and these brick came from both the electric generating plant, which was in St. Augustine, and also from the gas manufacturing plant. When the inside of the boilers became burned too close to the outside crust, the entire walls were knocked down and new fire brick were placed in. And luckily enough, I got an inside track where I could keep their backyards cleared of this and all of the broken rubble. The rubble I would put as ballast on the outsides of my causeway and around my yard area, and the better pieces of the brick and the occasionally a whole brick I would save to use in patio sidewalk work. And in fact, I built a 14 by 14 foot room of used fire brick.